pull up in bay number 6, please? Thank you, Laura. If you'd like to switch your engine off, that's the end of the test, and just make yourself comfortable while I do the paperwork. Okay, Laura, I'm pleased to tell you that you've passed.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Well done.
Over 150 young drivers aged between 17 and 24 die or are seriously injured on the roads as a result of inexperience. The government has responded by proposing young drivers take extra confidence and experience building courses after they pass.
My name's Arnold. I'm 23 years old and I'm a small business owner from East London. I am quite familiar with the Pass Plus scheme. It was something that my driving instructor told me about, and I was also made aware of by other people that I knew who were drivers. As far as I'm aware, it's basically an extra course you can do, which isn't about passing or failing, but you just get extra training after you pass your test. And I believe it involves driving at night, driving on motorways and stuff like that, just a few things that you wouldn't necessarily learn whilst doing your basic training. I think it's foolish for the government to try and make it compulsory for new young drivers to do the Pass Plus, simply because you can't paint everybody with the same brush. Using myself as an example, I had quite a lot of experience before in my actual driving test, and when I passed my test, I was confident to drive in probably more conditions than they realised. What I would suggest is that if they were going to do something like that, it would have to be on a case-by-case basis where the examiner would be able to assess for themselves whether they believe that the person was confident enough to just pass their test as such, or they could make recommendations for them to do further training. It is a shame that the media only focuses in most cases on newly qualified young drivers. At the end of the day, we've got a number of problems that need to be addressed, but I don't think that much focus should be put on newly qualified young drivers simply because they've got their license. Rather than constantly bashing them in the media, there should be more focus on trying to solve all of the problems.
Critics believe the issue is not only inexperience, but also age. Generally speaking, the more you do something, the better you become. Is this the case with driving? Presenters at a popular radio station challenged a member of the public to sit his driving test after 27 years of driving. Here's how he got on.
Just secure the car for a second. And then just switch off the engine. I'm just going to tell you now, you have just failed your driving test.
Whoa, hang on, that's like, we're like 30 seconds in.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. You didn't do any observations at all, you just actually just pulled straight out. What if there'd been a car or a motorbike actually coming down the road at the time?